From the very beginning, God created man and woman in his own image and likeness. And the way that we traditionally classify this is the ability to think, our reason, our intellect, and our ability to choose, our will, which is ordered towards freedom and love. That ability to be free, our actions not determined by instinct or conditioning, but true freedom that arises from within ourselves, that we can choose freely. That original freedom, it's kind of like a seed. It's a seed that if it's not cultivated, has great power, but if it's not cultivated, it's not, you know, it's just like a pebble, it doesn't do much. But if we water it, if we feed it, if we take care of it, that seed grows into something great. The same thing is true with our freedoms. We know very well, you know, in our own country that so many men and women have fought for our freedom. And if we take care of that freedom, then we can have a place where we experience, you know, great success, where we thrive, where things go well. But the freedom with which our first parents, Adam and Eve, were given was cast away immediately. It was used not for the purpose with which it was intended, namely to choose God above all things, but instead to choose their own will. And so that freedom was turned in on itself and was wasted. It was a wasted freedom in which man chose himself, as opposed to what it was intended for, was to freely choose God in order to love him. We see this in the book of Exodus after a long time, that the choices had become so bad and turned in on themselves that the Israelites now found themselves in a state of great slavery to the powers of the world. And in order to free them from that, God wants us to be free. He created us to be free, and so he wants us to be free. And when the Israelites had found themselves in a place of terrible slavery, God wanted to free them. And how did he want to free them? He wanted to free them in order to do what? What's the purpose of our freedom? To choose God, right? In order to choose God, they had to go worship him. When Moses goes to Pharaoh and says, "Let my people go," he doesn't say, "Let my people go and have a Sunday fun day in the park." He says, "Let my people go that I may worship God, that we may worship God on the mountain." And Pharaoh says, "No." What's the only way in this world that we can be free from the slavery that this world offers to us? It's God. On our own, we're not very powerful. Together, we're not even that powerful against the powers of the world, the powers that seek to constrain us. Only God can free us from the slavery of this world. Only the fact that he takes us out of the traps that we get ourselves into, only he is the way out of it. And so, how did the Israelites get out of slavery? Following God to worship him. And we see over and over, and the book of Exodus goes on and on, and on the plagues, blah, blah, blah. It takes a lot of work to get out of slavery. And today we hear about the Passover, where finally the last plague, the death of the firstborns, it took that much to free us from slavery. And in our own day, we used to have a day where we would observe that rest, the rest of the seventh day, where God himself rested in order to show us what it means to exist, not doing a bunch of stuff, but simply to be, just like God is. We are called to be like him. We're called to exist because it's good to exist, not just to do stuff. And we give that up all the time. Once we gave up the importance of worshiping on Sunday, well, it's not surprising that everything is open all the time now. And in it's amazing to me constantly that in our culture of technology, where conveniences are supposed to, you know, make our lives better, why do we work harder than we've ever worked? Why are we constantly busy? Why am I on call constantly with a work box in my pocket that, you know, bugs me all the time? Why do these conveniences not make our lives better? Because they don't lead us to the freedom of God. They enslave us. And we've sacrificed all those freedoms in order to say, "I want a life based on myself." Well, the only way out of that is to say, "I want a life based on God." In our own lives, on the Sabbath, to worship Christ, to worship the Father, to receive him in the Holy Eucharist, and then to be content just to be on that day. On Sunday, just to relax, to remember what's most important in life, to be with those around me, to spend a little extra time in prayer, not to get all the things done that I put off the rest of the week, or because my job's so busy that I have to do all the jobs around the house. Just to experience life on its own terms, to experience that freedom that comes from God. Once we sacrifice that, we never get it back. That's the problem. And if we feel weird on those days where I don't have anything to do, therefore I have no meaning in my life, then you have to examine, what does that mean? Why am I saying that? Because I derive my meaning from what I do. Well, God doesn't want that for you. God wants you to experience the freedom of knowing and loving him above all else, Take time to read scripture. Take time to go look at nature. Take time to talk to someone you haven't talked to before. Go on a Sunday drive. Experience those things in this life that aren't about what I accomplished and what I built. The Israelites built the city of Ramses. Did they like doing that? No, they were enslaved. They didn't care about that. They wanted to go be free to worship God. God wants us to be free, and only through God can we be free.